Well, preseason football, of course, about more than depth charts and over-unders. For NFL fans, it means fantasy. We've got the host of the Fourth and Flex podcast from the Outstanding Believe Network. You can follow on Twitter. The handle is at Fourth and Flex Pod. Use a numerical fourth, please. Welcome in Joshua Bandy. Josh, great having you. How's life in the great state of Arkansas these days?
Pretty good, man. We're pretty good, yeah. Thanks for having me on, bud.
No problem. Really been looking forward to this. So as a first-time guest, you got to get a little background. I know you're currently based in the natural state, but you hail from Tampa. I want to get a little insight into kind of where you were raised, where your primary sports loyalty lies. So I'm guessing as a middle schooler, you still relive the joy of kind of kicking the Raiders' rear end sideways in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely, yes, sir. Yeah, that was a great Super Bowl, by the way. I mean, we couldn't do no wrong there. But yeah, man. I grew up in Tampa, so I'm a Bucs fan, man. It's been a great couple of years for us, but I think that's about to start dying down. But yeah, man, I moved to Arkansas when I was around 13, 14, man, and I've been here ever since. And man, I love football. I've been in a football family. If you go to my parents' house and look in their garage, it's just full of Bucks stuff. They got a pool table with a Bucks cover. I mean, it's wild, man. We're a Bucks family for sure.
I was going to say, it looked like you robbed the Tampa Bucks store. But anyway, you know, obviously a huge offseason story has been Dalvin Cook, Barkley, the backs in the business, you know, becoming literally the only high-level athletes not getting $100 million deals. But my first thought, Josh, was kind of what do the fantasy guys think about this? Because Sunday, you don't care about what the guy's getting paid. Does that have any impact on how you value running backs in fantasy come draft time?
I mean, it kind of has to because, you know, if they're not taking these contracts, we don't know if they're going to play. So I'm seeing it happen in drafts because I've been drafting for months now, and I'm seeing it happen in the drafts where these guys like Jonathan Taylor, he's up there at the top of your list, but he's just getting passed up and passed up, and Josh Jacobs as well. You know, like you said, though, we value the running back position in fantasy football. I'm a running back guy. I go running back heavy always. So we're just hoping they can get this thing figured out and get them on the field because we need to get some points on the board.
You know, I was listening to one of the national hosts about the philosophy of drafting quarterbacks. I'm kind of a novice. I'm more of a gambler. I like to play the betting line over under parlays. So when I ask you a question, I really want to learn. Do you prefer to grab Mahomes or Burrow or one of the big gun quarterbacks early or load up elsewhere and then seek out your quarterback?
Honestly, it just depends where you're at in the draft. If I'm towards the front of the draft, heck yeah, I'm grabbing Mahomes or Burrow or one of these guys. But if I'm towards the back of the draft, a lot of these skilled quarterbacks, they're coming off the board early. So I've got to kind of, you know, play it a different way. So I'm going to grab those big running backs that are going to help my team and maybe find some gems down at the bottom that people are kind of overlooking.
You know, as we continue with Josh Bandy of the Fourth and Flex podcast, part of the Believe Network, when it comes to receivers, you know, you look at the number and you kind of know who the elite are. But when it comes to you making an evaluation, yards, catches, TDs, I mean, you prefer a red zone guy who might have 80 catches for 1,000 yards and 12 TDs or 100 catch guys, but 8 TDs, kind of what's your philosophy in evaluating wide receivers?
Well, I play in a lot of full PPR leagues, which means point per reception. So every time one of these guys catches a pass, it's 1 point for my team. So I'm looking at guys that are catching a lot of balls and getting touchdowns, honestly.
So since you've been generous enough to talk some fantasy, the least I can do is let you do a little self-plug. I mentioned your Twitter feed, and for folks who are looking for a little pre-draft guidance, what could you tell us about this full PPR mock? You know, what kind of info they get? So kind of put your marketing hat on for us.
I appreciate that. You can find us over on YouTube, just youtube.com/@fourthandflex. I mean, we're going to help you through the season. We're going to help you with waiver wire, starts and sits. We're going to help you find value in your drafts. We're literally once a week live streaming drafts and stuff like that. So you can even get in on one of those drafts with us. It's a lot of fun, man, and I learned so much because there's so many different types of people in these drafts, and you just never know what's going to happen.
Do you ever get a tendency, or do you run into too many people that get a tendency to kind of lead with their heart? You know, I'm a Dallas fan, and it's going to be Dak, and it's going to be CeeDee, and they just end up picking all their favorite guys, and all of a sudden they realize that they're just rooting for themselves, and they left themselves short.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it too many times. Like, even as a Bucs fan, I have to take a step back. I mean, a good fantasy football player is going to, you know, draft a team that's going to help them win, but maybe sprinkle in a little bit of your team that you love, you know, some of those guys that are going to help you out.
Yeah, I always run into people. It's like when we do college football pools around here, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, what a surprise. A lot of people went with the Pac-12 schools. Never would have seen that coming. All right,
that just gives you more to grab, buddy.
Yeah, I always like try and play off that. But then again, I find another way to lose. But that's a story for another day. let's get to some specifics, talking with Josh Bandy, 4th and Flex podcast, talking fantasy football. Aside from quarterbacks, it seems like, you know, if you look at the skill guys taken recently at the top of the first round drafts in the NFL draft, you know, you see the running backs, then the wave of receivers. So who might be a rookie that was taken last draft who you think kind of steps right in, like I guess Justin Jefferson did 3 years ago, and just explodes?
If I had to throw one out there, it's a tight end, and that's somebody that, you know, is very valuable because these tight ends have been very volatile lately. But that's going to be Michael Mayer, tight end from the Raiders, Baby Gronk, as they like to call him. He caught 138 passes for 1,649 yards and 16 touchdowns over his final two seasons at Notre Dame. I mean, he's a great route runner, great hands, and I think he can make a difference on a Raiders team that has Jimmy G looking to check the ball down.
You know, you mentioned earlier PPR, and I actually had to look that up. And you mentioned points per reception, which is for a receiver. So explain kind of that kind of league, how you compile points for a quarterback and then obviously a running back.
I mean, it's going to be basically like the other normal leagues. You know, your quarterbacks are going to get 6 points for a touchdown, at least in the leagues that I commission. And even your running backs, that's the good thing, is you want to find a running back who can catch the ball, because they're going to get you double the points, man. A lot of those receiving running backs are going to help you out. So you got to get those guys that catch the ball, you know.
A couple final thoughts for Josh. While we're aware the truly big guns put up big numbers, you know, the guys everybody have circled in red on their prep work. Josh, who are you looking at? Like, I'm not hearing this guy's name a lot, but, man, he is going to reward somebody huge this season.
Okay, I got a good one for you, man. Nico Collins. A lot of people are overlooking this guy. He's going super late in drafts. He ran a 4.45 at the combine, which is faster than DeAndre Hopkins, Mike Williams, even Stephon Diggs. There's no more Brandon Cooks over there for the Texans. So you got C.J. Stroud coming in, a rookie, and I think he's going to figure out that Nico Collins is his guy, and people are looking over this guy a lot, bud.
All right, I'm jotting all this down. Lastly, you know, there's always a downside. There's a player who's kind of on the tip of everybody's tongue, but be it he might have got a little older, different coordinator. There might be somebody who got added to the depth chart that'll cost him touches. So who's high on your, let's call it the buyer beware list?
Okay, and this is going to upset my co-host, Trey, because he's a big Seahawks fan, but that's going to be Geno Smith. Geno Smith has got every opportunity to be successful. He's got one of the best receiving trios in the league. I may eat my words on this, but I just can't see him replicating what he did last year as a top-five quarterback.
All right. And one more time before I let you go, run it past the folks again, who you are, where to find you, what you offer, because it really sounds like a lot of fun and just a ton of great information.
Absolutely, absolutely. They call me Bandy. You can find us the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast over on YouTube. Honestly, you could just Google 4th and Flex and you're going to find us, I promise you. We're helping you out with those waiver wires, starts and sits. Like I said earlier, we do live shows. You can get in there and ask us a question. Who should I start? Should I start this guy or this guy? We're going to break it down for you and help you out and help you get to a championship.
Oh, you know, I almost forgot an important question. Everybody always thinks August lead up, I make my draft, and then I play my hand. But as far as once the season starts and there are injuries, I mean, how much do you keep folks wired into, well, you didn't know much about this guy, he wasn't playing a lot, but now that there's been some injuries and some personnel decisions that haven't panned out, like, how do you keep folks kind of up to date on who to kind of jump on now once you get into September and October?
Yeah, that's going to be our waiver wires, the guys that are sitting there that you didn't even think was going to be something. Like Christian Watson last year, nobody saw that guy coming, and he tore it up. So we do our waiver wire shows once a week, early in the week, right after Sunday football, so we can get you ready. You can get them on your waiver wire and help you get where you need to be.
Folks, he's Josh Bandy. The podcast is part of the Believe Network. It's 4th and Flex. His Twitter handle is at 4th and Flex Pod. It's a lot of fun. Like I said, packed with info you're going to want to hear before you start making picks. Hey, Josh, really appreciate the time. Great having you. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Look forward to having you back once the season gets rolling.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Hey, come flex with us, y'all.
All right. Take it easy, Josh. There's some good stuff, fun stuff.